This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We start today with Google and that $5 billion fine from antitrust regulators in the European Union for using its Android software to push out competition and making phone companies pre-install Google apps. The EU said this was anti-competitive. Marketplace tech host Molly Wood joins me to break it down. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Lizzie.
So what does this fine mean for Google and for other companies doing business in Europe?
Well, for Google, it kind of just means a big quarterly bill. I mean, obviously, Google can afford this. There was, however, also a $2.7 billion fine last year from the EU. So certainly, if multi-billion dollar fines keep piling up, it could start to be a concern. It could also be a concern for Google if it really, truly did have to decouple its Android phone operating system from its own apps, especially Chrome, and the Google search engine, which of course drives most of its advertising revenue. That's the reason that this really matters. But in the short term, Google is not going to do that. Google is going to appeal this decision. The case could, of course, take years to eventually get resolved. Now, longer term, of course, negative impressions could pile up. U.S. regulators could also start to get interested in what Google is doing and potentially enacting some regulation of their own. That's less likely. We haven't seen U.S. regulators really want to do that. But, you know, sometimes a drip becomes a flood.
What's the consumer aspect in all this?
Well, interestingly, one of the complaints about what Google has done with Android or Alphabet has done with Android is that they've engaged in a practice that consumers actually don't mind or that can actually be a little bit good for consumers, which is to standardize the Android experience. One of the complaints about Android, because unlike Apple, Google doesn't make the phones. You know, they make one phone that hardly anybody buys. But if you buy a Samsung or an HTC or an LG phone, you might get a very different experience of Android. So what they do is they say you have to use all of our apps and you have to use our Play Store so that the apps that people download are more secure and so that search and browsing work the same on any phone. That's not a horrible experience for consumers. Although that was the argument that, let's say, Microsoft made in the 1990s when the Department of Justice came after them and said bundling these services is anti-competitive. You know, Apple does the same thing. They just don't have a big enough market share for it to be particularly monopolistic.
You know, we talked a bit about what this means for companies operating in Europe. What about companies in Europe, or sort of the idea that these European regulations could hamper business? Could they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to the sort of downstream effects, you may see companies start to operate differently, whether they are US-based companies or companies in Europe. There's just fundamentally, though, and I think this is really important, a philosophical difference about building businesses in these two places. Europe has said for years, privacy is a human right in Europe, and that is the foundation of our regulatory framework. The U.S. just doesn't operate that way. And frankly, you could argue we don't mind when companies get this big. This is in some ways about Europe trying to pull up the drawbridge and say, we did not consent to these companies running rampant through our society, and we're going to do our best to slow it down.
Marketplace's Molly Wood. Thank you so much, Molly.
My pleasure, Lizzie.